This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 25th, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We have one final item on the agenda, a draft advance notice of proposed rulemaking on technological modernization. I should say, by the way, I meant to say this at the beginning, that last Friday the Commission put out a press release summarizing the statistics from the last election with total amounts raised and spent in the vicinity of $7 billion, breakdowns for various types of committees, including super PACs, in the press release. So if anybody out there has not seen that press release from last Friday, I got a lot of interesting data in it. I recommend it to you. As I said earlier in the year, our numbers come out a little bit different from the numbers that a lot of people quote from Open Secrets, from the Center for Responsive Politics, because they have an army of interns that goes through and takes out, I think they call it deduping. They take out the contributions that are passed from one committee to another, which happens, and try and get a sense of how much money overall was in the system, and we do more of the just adding up the totals that are raised and spent by the individual committees. So I think they came up with $6.3 billion. We came up with $7 billion, depending on how you want to count it. Both numbers are accurate. They just represent different things. Having said all that, we will move on to agenda document number 13-14. Ms. Selenkoff.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. The draft advance notice of proposed rulemaking in agenda document 13-14 requests public comment on whether and how the Commission should revise its rules regarding a variety of technological modernization issues. The Commission is considering whether to revise its regulations to reflect a variety of electronic transactions, such as those made by credit, debit, and gift card, internet-based payment processing, online banking, and text message, among others. Such a rulemaking could address the receipt, deposit, accounting, record keeping, reporting, redesignation, and reattribution of electronic transactions. The Commission is also considering whether to eliminate or update references to outmoded technologies such as telegrams, fax machines throughout the regulations. The draft seeks comments presenting information in particular on general industry practices in the conduct of electronic transactions and record keeping. In particular, how are commercial and consumer electronic transactions conducted? What are industry standards and safeguards generally and for vendors and third-party processors? The draft also seeks information on ways that political committees in particular actually receive electronic contributions and otherwise engage in electronic transactions and record keeping. If the Commission approves the draft ANPRM, the Office of General Counsel seeks authority to make technical and conforming changes to the draft and will submit the draft with any such changes to the Federal Register. Thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. The notion of updating our regulations to reflect new means of making electronic transactions actually goes back to some what are by now fairly old technologies, including credit cards. That was once a big new deal for the Commission to figure out how to deal with that. But it received a little bit more impetus last year, actually, from Mr. Engel, among others, our previous requester, when we had a number of requests about text messaging and contributions via text messaging. We ended up issuing 6 separate advisory opinions on that, and it seemed like it might be a good idea to see whether it would be beneficial to update our regulations, maybe codify some of the AOs, take a look at some of the technologies that have developed and see whether our regulations are adequate to address them. And we thought rather than starting with a notice of proposed rulemaking, we'd start with an advance notice of proposed rulemaking to try and solicit comment, particularly from those involved in the field who process these contributions, work with the credit card processors, to make sure that we were covering all the bases and that we weren't missing information when we put out what may result from this, which is a notice of proposed rulemaking. So those are some of my goals when I suggested that we did this earlier this year. It's both technical and technological and not very exciting perhaps to some, but maybe we can do some cleanup of our regs and provide a little bit better guidance in the end of the day to folks who are trying to make contributions. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you. I'm glad we're doing this. Many of the issues here, although it involves somewhat new technologies, are not particularly new. And I'm glad that we're to this point. The one concern is when you do advance notice of proposed rulemaking, it might be a little too broad, and folks may flounder a little bit on comments, but understand that some of this is not the sort of thing that federal election commissioners necessarily know a lot about. So we are casting a wide net, I think, on purpose, but hopefully folks can help us target, because it'd be a shame if what came back was sort of equally general thoughts. But I'm not sure how we could be more narrow unless we really knew more. So I think it's probably the best way to go. And I'm glad we're here. This is something that some of these issues I confronted before I was appointed, and they've been coming up time and time again, and a number of folks have thought we should have been doing this, and I'm glad that we're now to that point. The Audit Division and the Reports Analysis Division have raised a number of these issues over the years, and here we are, and I'm glad we're tackling this, and I think the text message thing helped bring it into focus for many that it is a different world, and when you're trying to comply, you run into these issues, and without guidance, it becomes difficult. And I don't think folks should have to dig through a whole pile of AOs and old audit reports to know that, you know, it was an audit report where there was a question whether an email was a signature, and I think in that case we said, well, it was, but then unless you know to dig in that audit report and find maybe a press release, we put our statement, you know, it really needs to all be an 11 CFR. So you can look at one book, not a series of books, to know how to deal with things that are certainly not on the cutting edge of constitutional law or the scope of the agency's power or any of the things that usually make headlines, but instead the nuts and bolts of how campaigns and those who file reports have to actually do that. And this is hopefully a first step in giving them this sort of clarity that they need, given the fact that they consistently outpace the regulatory agencies from regulating them. And, you know, not that we're trying to regulate them, we're trying to clarify, I think, at least for me. Keep them in line with the statute and, you know, give them what they need so they can go about their business without having to entangle themselves unnecessarily with the commission.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am also prepared to support this draft advance notice of proposed rulemaking. Just on the issue of the text messaging, one of the things that commissioners get a chance to do is to speak before many different groups and have the opportunity to get to draw opinions and thoughts from a variety of different people who are either subject to regulation of the commission or who have an interest in this area. And with respect specifically to the text messaging AOs, I've received more than one comment, actually several, saying that this really would be a great area for rulemaking because just as the chair mentioned, the half dozen last year, and there have been a few others that touch upon it, and they trying to fit the pieces to the puzzle that has been constructed as a result of those AOs sometimes is very confusing, and probably confusing for us. And I can only imagine for those out there trying to put it all together to figure out what they can and can't do. The recommendation was that a rulemaking where you can take a much more comprehensive approach would be very helpful. And so I think that getting information from those who have an interest in this area and to put a little bit more flesh on the bone, as it were, to let us know what that sort of comprehensive regulatory system would look like, I think would be very helpful for us as we consider whether to take the next step in the rulemaking process. But as I said, I'm prepared to support this.
I think that the challenge, particularly when we're dealing with technology, is how to clarify how the law applies to conduct without being overly prescriptive, because technology is developing all the time, and we don't want to write regulations that are going to limit people from being innovative as new technologies do develop. So I would encourage people out there who have suggestions on how we might best do that to send us comments on that, too. Any further discussion? Commissioner Walter?
Just to join my colleagues on this, I think it's great, you know, compliment the chair for bringing this before us, and hope that it will translate into a rulemaking.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
We can get at least 4 votes on.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I move adoption of the document, which I don't have exactly handy. So you
and document 13-14?
Yeah, that's the one. And I don't think we don't have any changes to it. So
Commissioner Walther has moved adoption of agenda document number 13-14, draft advance notice of proposed rulemaking on technological modernization, and authorizing council to make any technical and performing edits. Is there any discussion on the motion? I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters that we need to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are none.
In that case, everybody enjoy take your kids to work day, and this meeting is adjourned.